Walk through a few scriptures tonight. And so if you have your Bibles, then please grab your Bible or your Bible app, because I'm going to need you. It will be beneficial, and put it that way. It'll be beneficial if you can see this with your own eyes. With your own eyes. I want to tell you something. On July the 13th, the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said to me, he says, "I will never leave you to figure it out on your own. I am always with you. I am in you, and you in me." I needed to hear those words at that time. I will never leave you to figure it out on your own. Because let's think about this. I didn't pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this word, Lord, that's being released even right now. Father, we thank you that it will do what you purposed it to do tonight. Lord, and when we leave tonight, we will be strengthened on the inside to continue to walk this out. Whatever the this is that we're in our individual lives, and whatever the this that we are in as a community of believers, Lord. So we thank you, and we're so grateful that you set this time aside to speak to our need tonight. And so we're open, Holy Spirit of God, touch each ear, each heart, the soil of our hearts. It's good soil, we declare. And thank you that as we leave tonight, Lord, we'll be changed and strengthened to continue to hold fast our confidence that has great recompense of reward, because we've learned, Lord, after having done the will of God, we will need to have patience. But patience will have her perfect work, that we will be entire and wanting and lacking for nothing. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right.
Lord,
Yes, I'm recording. Thank you.
Lord.
I'm recording. Thank you. And so again, so on July the 13th, the Lord, he spoke to my heart and he told me, "I will never leave you to figure it out on your own. I am always with you. I am in you and you in me." And as I was saying before, I really needed to hear that at the time I heard that. Because let's think about this for a minute, brothers and sisters. You know, in our natural lives, in growing up in the world and being trained and prepared to go out in the world, we were trained how to analyze and figure stuff out. And there were times that we were sent to do it on your own so you could get the feel for, how to work stuff out and not peter out and give out. And it was good training. Now, we needed that training in the natural. We absolutely did. And of course, we're going to say it's good training, because it is. It's good training for us. Some of us, however, we felt like, in doing life, and growing up, we really had to do it all by ourselves. Like, we were alone to figure it out. We didn't necessarily have the support we thought we should have, or we didn't have the help that we believe could have been helpful, just the different stages of life, and we had to figure it out on our own. And so we can think back and think of times that we felt lonely and lost, even, and confused about things and not really sure, but having to forge through anyway. And you know how we are. We're not going to just lay down and cry now, were we? No, we figured it out. And so it became a method of life for us. I'm going to figure this out. I got this. I can do it. And we got to a place where we had to fool ourselves to think that, you know what, I don't really need anybody's help. I don't need help. You know, we've been through all to varying degrees. You know, I don't really need nobody. I got this. I can do this. And so it became a part of us. It's a part of our character. One of the things people have said about me year after year after year, a term that they would use is tenacity. Man, you do have tenacity. You know, they went past the patience, I mean, the perseverance, and put tenacity on me. You know what I mean? And that's not a bad thing, because how many of you know it's good to have tenacity and faith in God too, right? And so we're not saying it was bad training, but we want right now, tonight, we're identifying that the split between the old man and the new man. See, in the old man, yeah, you better get it. Go on, you got to get it. Get it or be left behind. But now that we're in Christ, we got to leave all that behind. We got to let that go. I got to let it go too. You got to let that go. No. No. Truth is, I can ask questions. Yeah. You know what? I can say, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I can say, I'm actually, woo, Lord, I'm a little afraid to step that way. We actually can say that now. He said he'll never leave us alone to figure it out on our own. My God, what a blessing, isn't it? That's a blessing to my soul. And we can ask these questions and be in this space where we need affirmation and comfort from the Lord, and we can ask for it and receive it from him and be fortified of who we are in Christ Jesus. And we can do that. And he won't, like the Bible says, upbraid us. What is that? James chapter 1. He upbraideth us not. You know, what does that mean? What's that word mean? We don't use that term, upbraideth. What does that mean? He won't throw it up in your face. That's what it means. He won't look down his nose at you. As the Bible says, those times of trials and temptations. And then you standing in that place and you're just not sure. That's what the Bible says. And so we know it's true. And we could go, he said, to the throne of grace with confidence when we need help. That's what he said. But now, do you have your Bibles and are you ready? And again, let me remind you, God says, I will never leave you to figure it out on your own. I am always with you. I am in you and you in me. Well, you know how we are. Don't talk a hole in my head if you can't show it to me in the Bible. Colloquialism. Nobody talks holes in the head. But nevertheless, you know what I mean. Don't just keep talking. You got to show me this in the Bible. Go with me. Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. Genesis 28. Now, you know I'm reading it in the King James Version. You can read it in any version you'd like to. King James. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. This is what the Lord says. He says, and behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Who is he talking to? Jacob. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. Jacob. Now go. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Deuteronomy 31:8, he says, and the Lord, he it is that does go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. My God. And who is he talking to? Joshua. Oh, glory to God. Hey, first Jacob. Now he's talking to Joshua. Deuteronomy 31:8. Ready? Go with me. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. Joshua 1, verse 5. The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 5. And it reads, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Watch this, verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Oh, hallelujah. Who is he talking to? Joshua. Glory to God. Here we go. First Chronicles chapter 28. Chronicles is after Kings, because Chronicles is the Chronicles of the Kings. Chronicles is the writings of the kings. Chronicles chapter 28. First Chronicles 28, verse 20. And it reads, and David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Oh, so who's he talking to? God is talking to Solomon through his father, David. Solomon. Hallelujah. Here we go. Psalm, the book of Psalm, verse 37. Psalm 37. All right, hang with me. Listen to the word of the Lord tonight. Let it feed your very soul. Psalm 37, verse 25 says this, I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Oh, you got that? All right, that's a psalm that David wrote. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Verses 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. Now watch this, for he hath said, where did he say it? We read him. He said it to Jacob, he said it to Joshua, he said it to David, he said it to David's son Solomon, he said it to Joshua twice, didn't he? Because it was five of them. He said it to Joshua. So he said it. He said it many times. So guess what? In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, who's he talking to? He said, I would never leave you. You who? You, Lana, Brandon. I will never leave you, Viola, Bernadine, Pamela, Princess, billionaire. God said he'll never leave you, just like he told Jacob, just like he told Joshua, just like he told Moses, just like he told David, just like he told Solomon, just like he told He's telling you today, I will never leave you. Princess, never. Nor forsake you. That's what he said. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What man shall do unto me? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, guess what happened? They stumbled and fell. Why? The Lord, my God, will never leave me nor forsake me. When a host encamped about me, when war would rise against me, oh, my heart will not fear. Why? Because he will never leave me nor forsake me. But there is one thing that I desire more than anything else ever. And that's what I'm going to seek after. That I may have counsel with the Almighty God who loves me, who protects me, who provides for me, who has a plan and a purpose for me, and will not leave me hanging out there to do it for myself. You don't have to figure this out alone. You don't have to do this by yourself. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to get it right all the time. You don't have to always be the emblem, the statue of the highest faith possible. You don't have to. God said, he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. He got you. And whatever issue, whatever life be lifing for you, he got you. So tonight, brothers and sisters, be comforted by the presence of God. We learned how to practice his presence, haven't we? Be comforted by the hand of God on your life. Be comforted. Yeah, be at ease. Let the stress can go. It can leave. You have permission. You know where you have permission to let stress go? Philippians 4:6. We have permission not to worry. Our lives can be so carefree that our flesh would tell us, you don't even care. You don't even care. What's wrong with you? All this going on and you don't even care. But we have permission not to be careful, anxious, worried, stressed. But they said, you know, if you don't do this on a certain day, we got to say, but did you check with my God? Hey, come on. He said that he'll never leave you. This is not theology for us. This is not fantasy. This isn't just good thinking. This is the reality of our existence in Christ Jesus. You don't have to figure this out on your own. He's always with us. Glory to God. That's the word of the Lord for us tonight. Let's take it with us. Every day. In every moment. Let's remember, well, I'm not in this by myself. And as a matter of fact, as we know, when you're rolling with God, you in stuff so far above what you can handle anyway. Isn't that true? Oh, glory to God. He got us. He has you as an individual. He has us as a church. He got us. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's respond to this word tonight. Will you? Will you unmute yourself? Will you just declare these words in the face of God, amongst our brothers and sisters. Can we just declare it to one another tonight? Let me hear your voice as you can hear my voice. Can we declare this tonight? Say, God, thank you.
God, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have to do this alone.
I don't have to do this alone.
Because you never leave me.
Because you never leave me.
And you never forsake me.
And you never forsake me.
Lord, I am swimming in your love. I would drown if you didn't hold me up. I will never be alone ever again.
I will never be alone ever again.
To figure it out. Oh, come on. I believe we ought to just thank God about that.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.